good day and welcome all to my podcast, The Story of 360 Seconds. This is Christina Herr, and today the focus will rest upon Led Zeppelin, one of the most influential rock bands that ever existed in the history of time. It all started like this. Once upon a time, an English rock band, Led Zeppelin, consisted of four amazing and talented members, meaning trendsetting vocalist Robert Plant, passionate guitarist Jimmy Page, powerful bassist and keyboardist John Paul Jones, and the golden illustrious drummer John Bonham. And it is true that vocalist Robert Plant's very beginning rooted from August 20th, 1948 in black country town of West Bromwich, Staffordshire, England, while fellow member Jimmy Page came along on January 9, 1944, in Heston, a suburb of London. John Paul Jones, in turn, came into existence on the very day of January 3, 1946, in suburb Sidcup, Kent, England, with bandmate John Bonham being born on May 31, 1948, in Redditch, Worcestershire, in the Midlands of England, his fate along with the others yet to be determined since his uneventful birth. But on August 12, 1968, the four men came together for the first time in a small basement in Gerrard Street, its location in London. It was only a short time until they all together realized their musical talent, even more so when they performed together as a group for the very first time. They first performed as the New Yardbirds, but there came a riposte, we can call it Led Zeppelin. Page remembered the drummer saying, because it can only go down, like a lead balloon. I thought it was a great name and I didn't forget it, he declared with finality. And then, soon, they would be famous worldwide. Yet it was not only the backstage antics and occult mystery that made Led Zeppelin special. The music they created defined a genre, transforming rock music from a tired rehash of old blues standards into a whirling dervish of musical energy and primal force, as merrily remarked by online critics. At one point, Peter Grant, a friend of Jimmy Page, enthusiastically declared in a 1990 interview, I remember everything about that first show. It was so exciting. Just to be part of it was fantastic. There was never a thought of, gosh, this is going to sell X amount of records. I thought it could be the best band ever. With that, yes, they became one of the best bands from the era and still to the time frame of now. And while collectively extraordinary a group they were, of course, there were their influences as well, such as early musical wonders like Chuck Berry, Howlin' Wolf, The Beatles, Elvis Presley, and Muddy Waters, altogether august distinguished people or awe-inspiring groups, from the then to the now. And after a little more than a decade since their very last performance, on the awfully fated day of August 11th, 1979, along with their later disbandment in 1980, immediately following Bonham's, one of the members, accidental death, the group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Steven Tyler and Joe Perry, this in the midst of the year of 1995. But the golden key for the selection of Led Zeppelin as today's focus is their deep, distinctive style and truly talented members, as I personally feel that this particular group is well-rounded, more than the usual, ultimately defining them as vastly likable, and personally, that is the why in why did I pick this group? Truly, to say that Led Zeppelin invented heavy metal is like saying Einstein was good with numbers, and Led Zeppelin's sound was larger than life in ways other bands could hardly hope to emulate, as claimed in the Hall of Fame speech itself. At the same time, however, Led Zeppelin indeed differs from my preferred music style, as I listen to either sunny, upbeat songs or slow and soft but deep ballads. The type of music itself that I treasure and adore, right from the genre, clashes with Led Zeppelin's music, although I do admire their vigorous endeavors for all of their songs, which eventually naturally carry their well-deserved illustriousness along. And in the end, Led Zeppelin is both collectively as a group and individually respected today. Pure chemistry, kind of like Howlin' Wolf meets the Loch Ness Monster. Joe Perry of legendary rock band Aerosmith once declared with finality, no wonder they are held dear by all the world, since their very beginning to the now at this moment. It all unfolded to become a triumphant happy ever after. The end. And that's it for today. All the best and talk next time. Love Led Zeppelin, and this is Christina Herr from the story of 360 Seconds.